check, 1, 2. Hello, hello, 1, 2.
All right, we're good to go. And this morning we have Building 429 in studio with us. Hey, guys.
Hey, hello. What's up, man?
We got Michael and Jason.
That's yes. Us.
Jesse is somewhere.
Jesse
got lost in the studio, man.
He is AWOL. You know, it's not a huge studio. I'm kind of having a hard time figuring out where he went. But it's good to have you guys here this morning. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
And you've been spending a lot of time kind of on the road in support of a brand new CD that's coming out real soon.
Right. Comes out October 21st. We've been on the road a lot. We're doing a bunch of radio stops right now. And then we're actually doing a tour that we're going to go out on the fall to kind of support the CD. It's called the Truth, Hope, and Love Tour. So we're going to be out a lot.
Awesome. We're going to have a link to your page up on our morning show page
awesome.
As well.
Thanks,
so
man.
People can kind of get clued into what you guys are up to. So I know you guys were kind of Olympic fanatics, as we all were when they were on. Did you have a favorite part?
Yeah,
I was really paying attention to swimming, you know, Michael Phelps, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The ridiculously
the human
awesome
fish
swimmer, I know.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. And I personally, I was just telling you this, that I'm kind of a basketball freak. I love basketball.
Uh-huh.
I just have, but I have not seen a single game yet. And for some reason, they can't show the actual video of the highlights on ESPN.
Really?
So, yeah, like SportsCenter, they never actually, I've seen like a couple of little bitty clips, but then they show all these pictures. Which drives me nuts because I want to see the actual game, you know. But
the women's gymnastics.
Yeah, we've been watching that.
I think we got robbed a couple of times, but
a couple.
You know. What else you guys been up to this summer? I mean, tell me something that we can't find out by looking at your website. What have you been doing for fun? Have you been on vacation?
Yeah, I've been on vacation for about a month.
Okay,
which is
there you go.
Doing a lot of hanging out at the beach and surfing and stuff.
Yeah. And I spent a month in Wilmington, North Carolina, with my family, just kind of hanging out at the beach, just relaxing. I didn't just go vacation and everything. My family, my mother and my stepfather have a house out there, so we just went out there and hung out for a month. It was awesome.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Took my kids, and they all came back looking all like they're from a different country, you know?
Got the Hawaiian tan going on.
Yeah, they do.
Huh?
They got it going on, man. It's cool.
That's cool. That's great. You guys are going to be playing a song for us called End of Me.
Right, right.
Which is the latest single off the new CD coming out in October. Can you tell me about End of Me?
What I think is interesting about the song, it's our first single, yes, but it's also kind of a little bit of the theme of the entire record. This record was kind of an exercise in us laying things down and letting go of the control reins, which is something that I'm not always willing to do, you know?
Mm.
You know, the things that everybody wants in life, we want peace, we want hope, we want love. We want all of those things in our life. And really the only place that you can find that is when you say, okay, God, I'm going to lay it all down and let it go. And I'm going to put it at your feet. And I think that's where we find the peace that we need in our lives. And so the End of Me is kind of the title, but it's also kind of the theme of the record.
It's pretty powerful stuff when you realize that it's not about you, too, that it really is about God making those things happen, and that's the only way it's going to come, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually, the Rick Warren books, it's funny, the first phrase is, it's not about you. That kind of caught me off guard the first time I read that, but I think that's really a theme for this song.
And I should mention for that song, by the way, Jesse came from whenceforth he had departed. So
he
came back in the studio. You should have seen his face when he first walks in, because here we are like mopping up this spill. Building 429 tried to take us off the air just a few minutes ago.
Spilled
water everywhere.
Somebody spilled some water. But
you got to feel good, though. I mean, it went all over me and not over you. So.
Yeah. Actually, I'm okay with that. So as long as Bosco, our engineer, doesn't find out, we're okay. We're good to go.
Awesome. Well, Bosco, I hope you're not. Oh, he's listening.
Hey, Bosco, how you doing? So, Jesse, now that you're actually here, man, tell us a little bit about yourself. You want to say anything? I mean, you play guitar in the band, and
I play keys.
He likes long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach.
What else do you want to tell him, Jesse? You want to tell him that October 21st is when the record comes out?
Yes, we haven't touched on that yet.
Well, I was thinking that was something that you just wanted to make
October
sure.
October 21st. We have a new record coming out.
Are you serious? How convenient you guys are here. This works out great.
Really excited about it. You know, it's always fun making a new record. And this number 4 for us. And it's really exciting.
Oh, why don't you tell them about the tour? We haven't really talked about that. You can tell them about the tour.
Oh, guys, we're taking out.
Yeah, your friends.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk. Okay, great.
No, go ahead. Jesse just became the lead singer and spokesman of the band. Go ahead, buddy.
We have a new tour this fall. It starts first couple days of October.
Okay.
And we're taking out Addison Road and After Edmond.
Building429.com.
And it's 30 cities all over the country, so we should be getting close to here, I would think.
Fantastic. Last time I talked to you guys was at GMA in Nashville about 2 years ago.
Wow.
And Iris to Iris was the big talk. So
yeah, it was.
It's good to see you back, and we're excited about the new project. And
We're pretty stoked about it, too. So thanks for letting us come in and say hi and talk about it a little bit.
It's been good to have you here.
Yeah, man.
Building 429, check them out on the morning show page, wcsg.org. Got the link to the new CD. Guys, have a great trip.
All right, awesome. Thank you.